Motor Trend. Motor Trend. Call Bob now. 800-449-8255. 800-449-TALK.
We move from Joe Bortz, who's been telling us about classic collectible concept vehicles, to a gentleman who's going to be telling us about bringing back the golden age of bespoke American automobiles, hand-built high-speed art, future collectibles, no question about it. The gentleman is based in Florida. The name of his company is called The Creative Workshop. Let's say hello to Jason Wenning. Jason, welcome. Thanks very much for being here and kind of setting the stage for another appearance, because we're going to get you back on the show for a longer stay. But thanks for coming on board today.
My pleasure. It's great to speak with you again, Bob, and thanks again for having me on.
So tell us about this sports special roadster that you've been working on.
Well, we actually completed the car, and it's been out for about 2 months. And really what it is, it was an experiment or an exercise in blending traditional carrozzeria, Italian for coach building, Italian coach building techniques with cutting-edge technology to create a car that really, I guess, captures the soul and character of the vintage racing cars of the European class in the 50s with what we call turnkey performance.
So the best of both worlds. You're giving the owner of this vehicle the classic looks combined with modern-day amenities, a modern-day power plant, suspensions, brakes, etc., Jason?
Well, that's what you try for. But what we found, or what we're always sensitive to, is when you try to build something that's modern or trying to build something that's quote-unquote turnkey or ergonomic, I personally feel, and I think others do as well, is you tend to lose some soul or character, or becomes a little generic or reproduction. You know, that the concept of billet aluminum, notwithstanding that it's nice on some cars, is somewhat generic. But by combining or toiling over combining newer technologies, but always keeping the original character of that car intact, and infusing it in seamlessly, not just putting it in for putting it in sake, but the way we think about it is, if we were back in 1950 building a car and we had this technology at our disposal, how would we have done it? And that's what is so important about how we do these things, so that it becomes as almost a time warp, not just something that has been slapped on or purchased and thrown on. It really is a seamless integration.
I know you spent well in excess of 6,000 man hours, hundreds of sheets of hand-formed aluminum, enough welding to construct a small aircraft to build this one-of-a-kind vehicle. Stylistically, as you said, you're kind of transporting back to the 1950s. How would you describe it to our Motor Trend Weekend listeners?
Absolutely. When I was commissioned to build this car, I sat back and I thought about what the client had asked of me. And what it started off was this wonderful series by Alan de Cadenea, the Victory by Design videos, which many people know, and particularly the Ferrari one, where he highlights a car called the Ferrari TR59, which is one of the more famous and sought-after race cars in the world, only two remaining, valued at $12 million plus. He always loved that car, but obviously we're not building that car for him, and that car is unobtainium, what we call it. You can't get to them. So what do we do about that? And I sat back and thought about not only the Ferrari TR59, but what or who that car would have been racing against. And in that era, at that time, what we call the golden age of European racing, 57, 55, up to 60, 64, there were cars like the Maserati 450S, the Jaguar C-Type, the Jaguar D-Type, obviously the Ferraris, the Maserati Birdcage, the Tipo 51, it just goes on and on and on. These lustrous, curvaceous, sensuous body forms, high-revving, purring 12-cylinder engines, very skinny, tall tires designed for drifting. Believe it or not, drifting is not a new thing. They were drifting back around vintage race cars 50 years ago. And what we did is we combined all of our favorite elements of all of these cars to try to put together something where if we were going to show up in 1959 in Le Mans, Nürburgring, wherever it might have been, our car would be seamlessly integrated into the paddock of Sterling Morse's TR-59 and the Maserati 50F. It was a European-inspired, monster European big displacement race car. And that's where we started, that's where we evolved, and that's ultimately what the completed project looks like.
Well, Jason, before we go any further, let's give out your website information so folks can check out pictures of this vehicle, get more information, and feel free to give out any telephone numbers as well.
I appreciate that, Bob. We're in Florida, in the Fort Lauderdale area, which is the southeast coast by Miami. Our phone number is 954-920-3303. And our website is, in fact, the name of the company, www.thecreativeworkshop.com. And just closing in the gallery section is not only pictures of this wonderful car, but all of the cars and accomplishments we've had over the years. So it's a nice place to go to check out some interesting stuff we've done.
Tell us about the power plant and transmission used in this one-of-a-kind vehicle.
Sure. Again, one of the directives from the client was, I want this thing to sound and feel like these cars, but I don't want to be dealing with multiple Weber carburetors and leaking oil, which is charming, and I happen to love it, but not a lot of people like their beautiful driveways destroyed with that stuff. So we went with a modern BMW V12 power plant, which we completely went through. We brought in works heads from the factory in Germany, stroked, bored, decked, honed, blueprinted, aligned. And it is a very powerful, very high-revving piece of machinery. Custom fuel injection made it up to a 6-speed synchromesh transmission. And what you end up having is a theoretical car that does 0 to 60, and I say theoretical, I'll explain in a second, 0 to 60 in about 3.6 seconds, and a theoretical top speed of 260-plus miles an hour.
Supercar stuff. I mean, Bugatti Veyron-type numbers.
Indeed.
Well, Jason, you're an absolutely fascinating gentleman. We're going to get you back for a longer visit to talk more about the Creative Workshop. But in the meantime, we want to congratulate you on this one-of-a-kind vehicle that you have created. Everybody check it out on Jason's website. Jason, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Bob, again. Thank you so much, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Straight ahead, we're going out the door, but that doesn't mean that you can't check out our podcast online at Motor Trend, iTunes Music Store, keyword Motor Trend. I'm Bob Long.
Motor Trend.